Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Greetings, greetings, great rising, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be here with you this plasma. And our topic for this plasma is harmony in relationships, trust, okay? Harmony in relationships, trust. So we're going to really, really do some polarization today. We're going to do some polarizing today. We're going deep, all right? So before we do that, we want to ensure that you have your universal principle glasses on, you know, the vessels by which you now filter everything through your life. Because why is this important? This is the language of the cosmos. This is the language that masters all mass, all right, and that supports all matter. So why is that important for you to be able to use the language, communicate with the language of the universal principles, master the language of the universal principles? Because that now aligns you right up with your natural state of being, all right, and it empowers you to be able to change matter. Yes, you'll be able to reform matter, okay, and be in alignment with your natural state of being. That is mastering the language of the universe. So you have your glasses. I have my glasses. I have water. I have paper and pencil, and we are now going to open up with and set our frequency for today, okay, that we have access to that is supporting us as we go about and align with the natural order of time and not the chronology, not the synthetic or artificial time, okay? So the frequencies present for us today is the red rhythmic earth, okay, Ken 97. And the affirmation or the declaration reads, I organize in order to evolve, balancing synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the rhythmic tone of equality. I am guided by my own power doubles, okay? I organize in order to evolve, balancing synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the rhythmic tone of equality. I am guided by my own power doubles. One more time. I organize in order to evolve, balancing synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the rhythmic tone of equality. I am guided by my own power double. So we're discussing harmony in relationships, and we're going to be talking about, before we go hear from our sponsor, we're going to be talking about why is it important, you know, what is harmony, and why is it important to have harmony in relationships. We are going to take you step by step today so you can stop playing around with these relationships that you start, that you create, that you, for whatever reason, get involved in under certain pretenses, all right? And we really want you to take a look at what does it mean to be and to have harmony in relationships, okay? So we're going to talk about, you know, when you tell yourself, you know, how wonderful you are, what does that do for you? And how does, check this out. What does your gut and the bacteria have to do with the conversations that you have with yourself? All right, how does that affect harmony? So we on a rhythmic earth day, and so we lining up right with the frequencies of this harmony that is prevalent and ever available for us to sync up with and be in alignment with, okay, live, breathe, and eat this harmony in these relationships. So we're going to give you some examples, okay, of why is it important that the conversations you have with yourself, you really, when you walk away and finish listening to this conversation, this plasma, you know, if my goal for you, this plasma, and listening to this Universal Principle Hour is to empower you, okay, to empower you with the capacity to be able to master this language, okay, this self-talk, be able to master the language. And when you learn these universal principles and you apply these principles and this language, your life will never be the same. These principles will save your life. All right? So we're going to talk to you about what harmony is, what does it mean to be in harmony in relationships, and what does trust have to do with it? Why are we talking about trust? Okay? And why is it so hard for some of us to trust in relationships? All right? So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, we are back, and our subject today is harmony and relationships. And again, we are going to take you step by step today so you can stop the foolishness with these relationships that you get yourself into, and then you have all these regrets. And then the most important relationship is what? The relationship with yourself. That's where we're starting. So we're not looking at anybody else outside of you. We're starting with your relationship with you, your relationship with you, and where this disharmony originates, okay? So let's get into our manual. For those of you that are in the Universal Principles Cyber Group or the New York Group, you have this in your manual, and it reads as follows. There is a basic rhythm to the universe, and each of us has a rhythm that is in natural harmony with this universal rhythm. There is a rhythm to our walk, speech, eating, playing golf, and tennis. There is a rhythm to our relating to others. Life is so sweet when we hear, feel, and follow these rhythms. Life is so sweet when we hear, fear, feel, and follow these rhythms. But we have to be quiet to hear and feel them. We have to be quiet to hear and feel them. So now let's do some definitions here. Let's define harmony. And harmony is, the definition is consistent, orderly, or pleasing arrangement of parts. Consistent, orderly, or pleasing arrangement of parts. Harmony. We just talked about rhythm and flow. And why is this harmony important? This consistent, orderly, or pleasing arrangement of parts relates to our capacity to have these conversations with ourselves. Have you ever just, in your quiet moment, taking the time to think about what you think about? What are the conversations that you have with yourself? What are the conversations that you have with yourself? So a lot of the disharmony that starts in our relationships originates with us most all of the disharmony in relationships start with us. And why is that? That is because we are always comparing ourselves to others. Our environment, okay, supports and constantly having our face where we are judging ourselves, complaining about how we look, talking about our lips being big, my butt is too big, I'm too skinny, you know. And this is the constant barrage of conversation that you are having with yourself. And so how can you have any harmony when all that you are talking about is what you don't have, what I can't do, how I don't look like the next person, okay? So what is that about? And today, you want to now cut out, stop that language. We are shifting the language, all right? So the conversation with yourself is where the harmony starts first, okay? So when you talk to yourself poorly, you know, how does that affect your body? I was looking at an article today that was in the New York Times, and it's talking about how the gut is talking to your brain. Check that out, how the gut talks to your brain. Now, if you don't, and their context was they were looking at the research based off of Alzheimer's. And so, yeah, we can see it in that vein. And what we're empowering you to do is to prevent any type of Alzheimer's, okay, and even go deeper with shifting and understanding that this conversation that you have with yourself is literally affecting your body's ability to be in homeostasis, to have a harmonious environment, for your organs to function, okay, for your emotional body to be in a state where you're not creating disease. So when we are having this negative self-talk or this polarizing self-talk where it's opposite of the result that we want, okay, it's going deeper, because when you are speaking low vibration words and language, it lowers the body's capacity to be able to function at its optimum health, okay? And when you do that, you are creating dis-ease for yourself. So I want you to set an intention when you begin to have this inharmonious talk with yourself and say these things about yourself that are unbecoming, that and that are not true as a living God, then you want to shift that immediately. Don't be soft on yourself. Shift it immediately, okay? So when people talk, when you talk to yourself, okay, when I talk to myself poorly, it literally affects the immunology of the body. And this is what Dr. Pearman is constantly sharing with us on Tuesdays for the Psychoimmunology Hour, okay, with helping us to understand how these experiences that we create based off of the thoughts and the conversations that we have are literally making us sick. And now you're being empowered to activate your body's ability to self-heal by changing the language and mastering the language of the universal principles. All right? Now, when your body is out of, when your body is in a low vibration frequency, it's out of harmony. So the harmony in relationships starts with you. And now you have the capacity to be able to apologize to your body. All right? You want to apologize to your body. And I want to share with you what this article says so you can see that this research is being done, and you too can be empowered to now make a difference in your own life by changing the language, all right? Changing the language that you have been so used to using and talking and speaking and thinking with yourself that your body now has become accustomed to this low vibration frequency language, inharmonious, disharmonious language, and your body now has adjusted to this environment that is toxic. Because yes, that's what you're doing. You're creating a toxic environment for your body, and that's why we tell you here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, we share with you and we teach you how you create these circumstances for yourself. All right? So this article says, and we're going to get back to this harmony. So the article is, and you can read it for yourself, it's in New York Times, germs in your gut are talking to your brain. And this is why the brain balancing program is so important. The brain balancing program is so important. And listening to the Universal Principle Hour, attending the Universal Principle support group, whether you're in New York or cyber, and also enrolling in the Living and Being Universal Principle class that is being offered this winter semester, all right, at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. So this scientist said that they were doing it, doing the research on Alzheimer's, okay? So he says research continues to turn up remarkable links between the microbes and the brain. Scientists are finding evidence that microbes may play a role not just in Alzheimer's, but Parkinson's, depression, autism, and other conditions. All right, so your capacity to have a harmonious relationship with yourself speaks volumes. It literally saves your life. All right, it literally saves your life. And when you begin to look at the environment that you're in, when you begin to think about the thoughts that you think, all right, and shift the self-talk and learn and master the language of the universal principles, you will begin to reflect, because this is another principle that we talked about, the mirror, mirror. You will begin to now experience and reflect different aspects in your relationships with other people, because people can only mirror to you what you are putting out. So if you're in a relationship with, let's say, you know, I'm going to go this route because this is what normally happens. So I want you to be real clear because, again, you have the capacity to stop the foolishness with yourself and trying to blame other people for what's going on in your life and why you keep attracting the same type of person. Because you're not changing. I'm not changing. And when we don't change, we get the same thing over and over and over again. Okay? So it's really important that you muster the courage, all right, to look at your thoughts, forgive yourself. That's a principle, right? Forgive yourself and now make a decision that you are mastering the language of the universe, universal principles. Your environment is shifting. You are no longer choosing to be in an environment that does not support your highest good. It doesn't reflect how you want to live your life. It doesn't reflect what you want to create in your life. Now, there are patterns that are in place, epigenetics that we talked about before, but now you are being given the tools to facilitate change and embrace your capacity to change on all levels. I want you to receive change with open arms and with joy, and it does not have to be painful, all right? So we're going to now get ready to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
And we are back. We are discussing harmony in relationships. And if you missed the first segment, we gave you the definition of what harmony is and how we're going to take you through step by step today so you can stop the foolishness in your life and creating just madness over and over and over again, all right, and creating sickness, all right, illness for your body, because you were given this vessel to take care of it, and it's your best friend, and so you want to be able to talk to your best friend in a way that uplifts, inspires, encourages. You know, you want to be able to have that type of relationship with your best friend so that they can continue, your body can continue to provide you with the signals and the insights to be able to know, okay, well, we need to go check this out, all right? So it's really important that you understand where the disharmony in the relationships that you currently have right now, and more importantly, the relationship with yourself, where it originates from. Stop playing these games with yourself and with other people. Stop playing the games with yourself first and foremost and with other people so you can now begin to create loving environments. Because you remember a couple of weeks ago we told you what the definition of love is. We gave you a new experience of how to embrace love. Love is your capacity to focus 100% on what you want. Love, simply put, are your thoughts. What you find yourself thinking about most of the time, that is what you love. So if you are the Atlanta Housewives, you know, that the drama, no judgment. Hey, no drama, no judgment. If you're on the Atlanta Housewives and you are constantly gossiping and talking about people, well, that is affecting your body chemistry. That is affecting and lowering your body's immune system's ability to be able to fight off what is natural out here, you know, in the pollutions with the air, you know. And when you are constantly having thoughts and constantly talking about people, judging people, it does not support you in any shape, form, or fashion. You are creating toxins and making yourself sick. And then you wonder why you have this debilitating disease. You have cancer, or whatever the case may be. Because, again, disease cannot live in a well, harmonious environment, homeostasis environment, okay? So I told you about the article. I want you to go take a look at that and do your own due diligence and research about how these microbes, okay, how your gut talks to your brain, all right? Now, as we were talking about the gossiping, you know, getting in these relationships with men and you and we, okay, we have tenue, and I'm taking myself out of that. Real talk, I'm taking myself out of that right now because I'm living universal principles. This is my language. No judgment for you all. This is why we're having this show, so you can be able to take yourself out of that, okay, because I want for you what I want for myself. You are a mere reflection of me, so this was an inspired conversation for us to have today. So as you are looking for relationships, and the first relationship that needs to be put in check is the one with yourself, you want to now be able to simply brag on yourself. So I know when I was coming up, we would talk, you don't talk about yourself. You don't brag on yourself. You don't talk about all the good things. So that was arrogant. You know, those people were looked at as arrogant, you know, and uppity, you know. But no, you need to look in the mirror and say good things about yourself. So what if you got big lips? I have big lips, and I was teased all the time as a child with big lips. Now, if I had to reflect back on that experience, and if, because it did affect me when I was coming up, and what I immediately began to do was ask, okay, I was asking God, okay, so what's wrong with me? Why are they talking about my lips? What's wrong with my lips? I didn't think that was wrong with my lips. But I was made to think that something was wrong with my lips because everybody was making fun of my lips. Like, really? So as I got older, you know, that shifted. And, again, it did affect me when I was younger. It did. And because I went to the source that I knew, I just started asking questions. Now, I don't know how you're made and how you cope with that. Most people tend to allow that to affect their esteem, self-esteem. So like I said, it did affect me. I'm not going to lie and tell you it didn't. It did affect me. You know, I was shy. I didn't want to interact with people. You know, I was standoffish. You know, so it did affect me in my capacity to make friends because I thought everybody was judging me. And you know what else? It made me really judgmental of myself now that this conversation is coming up. It really did. It made me judgmental of myself. And now I realize that's where I got that from. That was a part of it. Because, again, the way that I thought the way that I looked and how I perceived myself and then how others perceived me affected the conversation and the thoughts that I had with myself. So it's important that when you're looking at yourself, you know, you see yourself from this day forward. You see yourself divinely created and empowered, okay? Don't let anybody, and don't you, okay, starting with you first, because remember, this is where the disharmony begins. It begins with self. Because of the conversations and the language that we use when we're having these conversations with ourselves, this limiting self-talk that we do, all right? And so some of our environments and most of our environments have not been supportive of great self-esteem and us feeling good about ourselves. So as I was saying, now I want you to move forward today and go brag about yourself in the mirror, not to anybody else, but to yourself, okay? Look at yourself in the mirror and talk about look at all the good qualities that you have, okay? So what if you got a pimple or you might have what they call pizza face? Cancel, cancel, clear. That doesn't affect you. You are beautiful, all right? So I want you to go look in the mirror and point out and say out loud, so your mouth, the sound, the harmony, the rhythm coming from your vocal cords resonates with your eardrum, goes through the brain to process and affects your emotional body to release a lot of the stress that you have been carrying around because your environment is not conducive and has not been conducive to honoring the God being that you are, okay? So that is where you want to start. That is where we start with harmony in relationships. And so then what happens after that? So when you have these experiences like me, had the experience growing up, people talking about my lips, I had big lips. So then it made me, oh my gosh, it made me really, again, not trust myself. It made me second guess and question aspects of who I am.
something like that. Okay? So you always want to be in the space where the thoughts that you express are truthful, okay? Truthful. And it's a difference between the truth and your opinion or an observation that means something to you, okay? It's a difference, all right? So you want to always be in the mindset of honoring the beauty of who you are, okay? Honoring the beauty of who you are. So what you say to yourself is really important, and again, we are stressing that. What you say to yourself is really important, and that is the first relationship that has to come in alignment with this universal principle of harmony in relationships. That is the first relationship. So whatever male-female relationships you have, don't look at those first. Look at yourself, because they're simply reflecting back to you what you've been putting out, be it verbal, nonverbal, or verbally, okay? So now, your capacity, as we talked about, with creating this blood quality and these toxins based off of the limiting thoughts and the disharmony, okay, in the conversation and the language that you're using to speak to yourself. You know, first thing you do, you get up out the bed in the morning and you're complaining about what you're not, what you don't have, right? No. Today that stops. You are mastering the language of harmony, all right? Wake up and be grateful. Say something you're grateful for. Thank your body for having the use of your fingers, you know, being able to function properly, you know. Be grateful for that, all right? And say that out your mouth. Say, body, thank you. Thank you, feet. Thank you, legs. Thank you, skin. I appreciate you. I know I haven't said it before, so you might feel the earthquake, all right, because now you are speaking higher frequencies that are rocking your world. So you want to be able to speak this way to yourself. And as you speak this way to yourself, first and foremost, take stock of what happens in your day, how people will treat you differently, because you're seeing yourself differently than what you did yesterday. And people at work will say, oh, there's something different about you. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm, thank you. Because, again, you changed the conversation. You're changing the relationship. You're now harmonizing the relationship that's most important, which is the relationship with yourself first and foremost. And it's really amazing when you are in the frequency and the rhythm of harmony. So as you harmonize these thoughts, because now you're thinking about what you think about, you're thinking about what you say to yourself, and as soon as that pattern come up of where, oh, but you know you didn't do this, oh, but you know, but you don't have that, she has that, and you don't have that, so you can't do that. No. We're not having that conversation. Even if you have to say out loud to yourself, shut it down, we're not doing that. Oh, I am powerful. I am enough, right? I am beautiful, right? So that's the conversation. That's what we're mastering. Harmony in relationships starts with self. So let me give you this story. Oh, my gosh, this is too cute. Because I'll do this real quick because our sponsor's like, okay, you see the time. There was a man that was in a casino, right? And he bit down on some candy and it took his two front teeth out. So every time he would, you know, he would be playing at the pool, at the table, the casino table, and somebody would speak to him, he would put his hand over his mouth to talk to him because he was ashamed of his teeth. So he talked through his hand, like I'm doing now. You can hear me, right? He talked through his hand because he never got his teeth fixed. So that shame will also affect how, whether you say it or not, will affect how you interrelate with other people. So this man has a wife who loves him, no teeth and all, loves the ground he walk on. And because of that, he thinks that she does not love him, okay? But she does. And so she would encourage him, she would encourage him, she would encourage him. Well, get your teeth fixed, honey. I love you in spite of it. Get your teeth fixed. So he finally agreed to get his teeth fixed, and he went and got his teeth fixed, and now he smiles all the time. And their relationship, of course, is wonderful as ever, but the teeth didn't matter to her. But he didn't believe that she really loved him, and she got much slack from it, okay, because of his own insecurity about not having two front teeth. So you see how, and this is where the trust comes in, you see how when we have shame and guilt based off of our own insecurities and the way the conversations we are having with ourselves about a aspect of us that we don't like, then we're projecting that same energy on other people that they don't like it. And now we're treating them when they're telling us, I love you, you know, and it's showing you and doing everything possible to help you to be comfortable and know that this is not an issue for me. It's really more of your issue. They're not saying that, but they, you know, that's the truth of the matter. It's your issue that you're projecting on them. You then set up in your own mind distrust and give them a hard time when they're only trying to love you. So we're going to go to our, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go a little bit deeper, and we're going to take some questions for those of you all who want to talk to us. So we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, all right, all right. So in the last segment, we gave you some examples about, you know, how shame even affects, sets up distrust in our relationships with the people who love us the most, all right, and constantly showing us love in spite of missing teeth, you know, in our last example, you know. And when we do that, that's where we begin to, again, that mirror-mirror principle comes into play, because we are reflecting, or we are putting on, the people are reflecting back to us that which we have as insecurities within ourselves based off of the self-talk, you know, and the inharmonious or disharmony in the conversation and the language that we use as we speak to ourselves. So what's really important for you to grasp is that when we start to have a different conversation with ourselves first and foremost, that is the foundation, that is the catalyst, that is our ability to now shift all the relationships that we have. And I know you're probably saying, yeah, right, whatever. I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, like Dr. Jewel said, prove me wrong. I want you to prove me wrong. I love it when she say that. Prove me wrong. So that's what I want you to do. Prove me wrong. I want you to stop having, starting today, in this moment right now, you just had the thought, I'm not doing that. It's not that easy. Okay. Prove it. Prove it. All right. So tell that personality, okay, we're going to try this. We're doing this. Not we trying. We are doing this. Okay. So it's important that you at least put forth an effort to practice this, because it will save your life. It will save your life. It will save your life. This language, mastering the language of the universal principles, the laws that govern everything in existence, all matter, will save your life. And I want you to prove me wrong. Okay? When you know that, and from hearing this radio show, please share it with others. You know that when you change the conversation that you have with yourself, everything around you will begin to change. All right? So how does this, as we talked about earlier, affect, again, your body? For those of you who are just joining us, we want you to get the full scope of this conversation. All right? Because the thoughts and the conversation, the disharmony that you have with yourself will kill you. It will kill you, just straight up. It will kill you. You will kill yourself. So you will commit suicide because you're creating an environment in your body that it naturally has the capacity to be immortal. It is immortal. But if you're having these thoughts and you're constantly berating yourself, you're constantly gossiping about other people in judgment, all right, talking about what you don't have, that puts toxins in your blood quality. It lowers your immune system's capacity to function properly and fight off the disease. Because most of the time, when we're doing all of that, and so let me retract that. Don't say it that way. Okay. So when we do that, we set up an environment within the body that if you're already eating foods that are low vibration foods full of carcinogens and artificial flavors, that synthetics, okay, GMOs, then you're not giving your body any support by which now if you change and shift your thoughts, okay, get your brain balanced, learn the language of, master the language of the universe, you could at least begin to make some changes and shift, you know, and fortify your immune system, give your immune system some support to be able to, you know, put the uppercut to a lot of the toxins that you're feeding yourself via the food, because of course you will, it will come out in the other end, you know, when you release it via the bowel movements. However, what about the bowel movements happening in your mouth with the thoughts that you think and what you say about and to other people? What about that? So let's just shift this all the way around. You're now empowered to be able to change the the frequency and the rhythm of the words that you are using. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? All right? You now are empowered to do that. So prove the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Prove us wrong. Prove the universal principles wrong. All right? And just try it. Try it one day. One plasma, and then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one, because you are going to experience such a wonderful release and upliftment, because now you're falling, you're aligning yourself with the natural order of the universe, the world, all right, the cosmos, your natural state of being. And then your environment is going to change because what's happening? You're changing. You're changing, all right? And so you're continuing to evolve in your capacity to look at yourself in the mirror and compliment yourself and receive compliments from others because, oh, you receive compliments, and then after that, you don't receive it because you're like, they're just lying. They're just trying to make me feel good. No, it ain't. So no, you don't want to do all of that. You do not want to do all that to yourself first. All right. because that's who you're hurting most is yourself. So when our inability, let me say this, because I want to make sure I put this in, your inability to be harmonious with yourself, all right, affects the very organism responsible for your system to provide a harmonious environment and healthy environment, all right, for you to be able to fight off the toxins that are even within your body, all right, to release those toxins, transform, and now produce a different blood quality for yourself. So when you attack other women, you know, other men or other people, period, it, again, it affects your immune system. So you cannot fight off a common cold or the flu or vaginitis. Yeah, you're like, where did that come from? Yeah, I had to put a shocker in there for you to make sure you're listening, okay? Vaginitis, yes, because when, you know, you as women, when we do that, and I want to talk to the women because we are the gateway, you know, between heaven and earth. We are the gateway. These are our sons. These are our children, all right? So we have to now begin to reclaim our capacity, all right, to change the scope of what happens right here on earth, because we are that gateway. We are that gateway. And it starts simply with your thoughts and how you talk to yourself and treat yourself first and foremost. All right? So we are going to take a station break, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back. All right. And as we begin to go to the phone lines, I want you to make a commitment. Let's make a pact. Let's make a pact. All right? We're going to make a pact that we are going to tell ourselves how wonderful we are at least 3 times of plasma. So 3 clock watches. No, let's do 4. Let's do 4 clock watches, okay? We're going to tell ourselves how wonderful we are. So, well, you'll be asleep at midnight. At least you should be getting your rest, all right? From midnight to 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. I typically wake up between 4. I don't always stay up, but I wake up. That's about my normal time, between 3 and 4. So before you go to bed, you want to tell yourself how wonderful you are, all right? I mean, and mean it. Mean it. And even if you don't right now, it's okay. Just go look in the mirror and say, I'm wonderful. But put a smile on your face, okay? Say, I'm wonderful, all right? If you can't list some things that's wonderful about you, then it's okay right now. Just say, I'm wonderful. I am wonderful, all right? And then when you get up in the morning, you want to say how wonderful you are. Of course, you want to thank your body. And then from noon, okay, from noon until 6 p.m., you got to get it in. You got to get it in where you say, I'm wonderful. And your capacity to understand how wonderful you are will, let me tell you what will support you in your capacity to really know how wonderful you are made and how wonderful you are, is that we have a winter semester coming up, and we have classes called Your Body is Your Blueprint that will help you to understand and know just how truly magnificent you are, like for real, for real. I'm like not kidding. You really get a chance to understand and see how wonderful you are. We also have a class, Universal Principles. That's where you can also learn how to master this language and how simple it can be. I mean, really, few principles. You think we got like three of them. You live them and like breathe them and eat them and drink them, and in every conversation you have, life change almost as if by magic. Okay, learning the law of time, the 1320 with Jacob Rhythmic Dragon, will help to get to help you practice non-attachment from this artificial time. That will definitely support you in understanding how wonderful you are and the power that you have and how much time you really have to talk and share more insights of your wonderfulness. And you start a group with other women and y'all just talk about how wonderful you are. Even bring the young people in on it, the children. Help them to be wonderful and know how wonderful they are. Because, again, that's our love. That's our capacity. What we think about is what we love. Okay? So, okay, let's go to the phone line. Okay, my engineer like, really? You said we're going to take questions. You doing all that? Yeah. All right, engineer, who we have?
Caller 808, area code 808. Go ahead.
Caller 808-271, you have a question? All right. Thank you for calling into the Science News Network.
Caller 404-567, you have a question?
Okay, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Caller 714-860, do you have a question?
Yes, love.
Yes, how you doing?
Incredible, how you feeling?
Good.
What's your question?
In the system that Goddess Jules created, or in your own experience on Earth, have you and or the program, or Dr. Jules, have dived into the Kundalini yoga techniques? And if so, or if not, if you know, I'm sure you're aware of Kundalini, if you can just share how that goes in with, like, the self-love aspect.
Okay. Thank
you.
Thank you for calling in. Ask it another way. I think I know what you're talking about, but I want to be sure I'm understanding what you're asking.
For sure. I want to know if you've experienced or if the Jules program, the program that Jules created, co-created, if you all have practiced Kundalini yoga. That's the first question.
Okay. So when we look at what we do here at the Jewel University of Mortal Sciences and the many conversations, of course, you've heard Dr. Jewel speak on, when you look at the Kundalini yoga, the Kundalini yoga goes within, right? So what we do here is we teach you and empower you and show you how to access more brain tissue. All right, using shape power to be able to naturally connect within and get more brain tissue to be able to connect in with and access that energy, okay, the energy, the Kundalini energy. And so when we look at the flow of the energy, right, coming from the coccyx all the way up. So when you know how to utilize that energy within yourself first and foremost by accessing, having access to more tissue and areas in the brain, that is how we support you in your capacity to be able to evolve, all right, to experiencing the Kundalini energy. Because, again, everything is within us, And when we have access to more tissue in our brain and different neighborhoods in our brain, then yes, you can have Kundalini yoga experiences and teleport and time travel and do everything else. Any other questions?
Gratitude. Do you answer my question on that one? Yeah, I love the brain balancing techniques that are in there, that are in that the system. And I'm sure different breath works and stuff are utilized. So, yeah, I just wanted to know if you all specifically have tried it out, because the system helps to boost our technology, the body, and by fine-tuning these different aspects of ourselves, the immune system, nervous system, et cetera. So I'm going to go into the course and learn more, because I just want to see what correlates, what comes up, what's, you know, because
okay.
We use similar.
You're going to get into
tools.
The brain balancing program?
Yeah.
You want to get into, okay, good, yes. All right, well, we'll look forward to seeing you in class. I'm excited. Yes, very good. Yeah, definitely. We do have a brain yoga. Yes, you definitely would benefit by enrolling in the brain balancing program. Yes. All right.
Thank you for your time and energy and knowledge, love.
Thank you. Peace and love to you too. Yes, thank you. All right, have a good one. All right, so we are almost at that hour, and I want to empower you and encourage you to go to the Juul University of Immortal Sciences, JUIS.education, and enroll in the winter semester. It starts February the 18th, all right? And so we have a superior lineup, a cosmic lineup. Oh, my goodness. We have the Hollow Mind Perceiver. Wouldn't you want to know all about your mind? You're on the brain balancing program, because that's a prerequisite. Okay, you have to be balanced and locked. All right. And your capacity to know more about the areas of the brain and navigate through the brain and understand how your the 441, we talked about some chips, you know, that's out here where you have the master chip, okay? You have the master technology. It's all coming from you. So now you want to enroll in that class, all right? You want to come and learn all about your body and your body's your blueprint with Dr. Heather Pyramid. She's here on Tuesdays. Definitely check out Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on Tuesdays. The Dr. Juul Brain Balancing Program, all open all year round. Please enroll. Okay, go to JUIS.education. 1320. We have to come off this artificial time. So it's important that you learn about the natural rhythm of time and sync up with that frequency. We have the DJ BBA, the Dr. Juul Brain Balancing Alliance.
Thank
please
you for sharing
us.
This hour with
check
us.
Check it out.
You've been
love
listening
you.
To the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Juul Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Juul and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Juul Network, hosted by thejuulnetwork.com and the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Juul Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.